From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. When a person reports a sexual assault at an emergency room, treatment of the victim includes more than just medical care. So a victim advocacy group, the state attorney's office, and the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office teamed up to create what's called Code Teal kits. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports.
The Sexual Assault Response Team and the Center for Abuse and Rape Emergencies in Charlotte County, or CARE, teamed up with state and local law enforcement to find a way to streamline the process a sexual assault victim undergoes at a hospital after being attacked. The program director of CARE, Wendy S., asked that her last name be withheld because she is a sexual assault victim advocate. She says emergency room personnel were often scurrying about trying to gather all the necessary tools to conduct post-assault exams.
What we decided to do was put the Code Teal kits together, which is everything that a nurse or doctor would need to do a sexual assault examination.
The kits are tote bags containing medical equipment, evidence bags, instructions on the chain of command for that evidence, and information on services available for survivors. Code Teal kits also include personal hygiene items and a change of clothes, as oftentimes clothing is kept as evidence in sexual assault cases.
Our whole goal, as all the agencies that respond to a sexual assault victim, that we were doing so in a way that was collaborative, compassionate, and provided the most support to the victim without compromising the ability to collect evidence and be able to prosecute.
In 2017, 48 forcible sex offenses were reported to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, but Wendy said her organization helped more than double that number of sexual assault survivors in the same year. Code Teal kits were given to Charlotte County hospitals and several in neighboring Sarasota County. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News.